Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Today's show is another inspirational interview session, and I'd like to welcome Mr. Thomas Wilson. Thomas, you've been on the show before, and I look forward to your insights on the program. And first of all, tell our listening audience about yourself and your profession.
Well, thank you once again for having me on the show. I really appreciate the fact that you even give me the opportunity to come and just speak to your audience, speak to your listeners, and see how I can help empower them, motivate them, inspire them to just be great. As far as me, I've been in business for over 20 years, from marketing to financial literacy to business coaching, motivational speaker, you name it. I pretty much done it because I want to be well-versed and all around and just bring value to the people that I come in touch with.
Okay. Well, as you know, we probably have the most significant holiday of the year coming up as far as Christians all over the world. That is Easter. How important is Easter to you, the holiday?
It sets the mark. It's the benchmark. Because you have to believe that he died for your sins. And let's go a little bit deeper than that. Where the law, we were under the law before Christ came. And when he came, let's be clear. When he came, he said, I'm here. There's no more need for you to be under the law or any prophets. Pay attention to that. No prophets were ever mentioned when Christ came because he said, I am here. There's no need no more to talk about Moses, Elijah, because they all bear witness of the coming of me. So now, what I've got to do is I've got to cleanse the world of the sin that they're under. In order to do that, I become the sacrifice for the world. But now you have to believe that I am the sacrifice for the world. So I've got to go down, literally. This is literal now. And we're gonna take a little bit step further. Jesus literally had to die. Go into hell. Go through hell before he got to heaven. He went through hell to conquer hell. So that way we would no longer be fearful of death. In order to ascend into heaven. Now here's the key part of the resurrection. For me to resurrect, I got to die. I have to be buried. And when I come back up, but here's the key. I come back up with all power, conquering death. So no longer are you under the influence of death, fear. As long as you believe in me, you have everlasting life. So it goes back to the main thing what we started out talking about. Do you believe in me? Because if you believe in me, you believe in everything you just heard or seen or witnessed. If you don't believe in me, it's like the parables. They'll never hit you. And you're not part of the flock.
Well, again, it's interesting what you say as far as belief is concerned, because that is key, to believe. But what we're talking about here is believing in something that's basically spiritual. Of course, God is spirit. And especially in our modern society today, so much is material, physical. As a matter of fact, discussions like these are not very popular in a lot of circles. One reason is because people really don't understand the spirit. For one thing, you can't see it, as I said. You can't see a spirit. But God is spirit. And of course, the scripture talks about the fruit of the spirit. And these are the things, as you suggest, is what we should focus on if we want to take hold of this eternal life. Goodness, thankfulness, and some of the other fruits of the Spirit, I can't name them all, that the Apostle Paul mentioned. So that's really significant. Well, listen, I want to ask you a few more questions, but we're going to have to go on a break before we do that. So we're going to go on a break right now, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to read some good news for a change? With all the things going on in the world today, it's refreshing to find good news. Well, Dr. William Porter has written three books that include a bit of intrigue, drama, and yes, a little romance, among other things in the storyline. So if you like biblically based, spiritually focused stories, do yourself a favor and read some inspiring accounts of people's experiences that may be considered extraordinary and in some cases, even miraculous. Dr. Porter has written three books based on real life experiences, some of which are his own, and others have been communicated to him from those who have agreed to share their stories. Life in the Spirit was his first book, which is a nonfiction collection of short stories documenting people's experiences that they believe to be unique, unusual, and what Dr. Porter calls extraordinary. Heaven Can't Wait is his second book, which is a fictional novel. A third book is another non-fictional account of a collection of short stories that is titled Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. For more information, visit the website williamporterlife.com. He also can be contacted at the email address waporter4995@yahoo.com. So do yourself a favor and read some good news for a change.
Welcome back. We're talking to Thomas Wilson about the Easter holiday, and I'd like to take up from where we left off when we finished the first segment, and you can kind of continue what you were telling me just now on the break.
Just reiterating that, I hope that this really pushes people to go read the Bible more and get more into the Word and into their relationship with God and build that relationship for yourself. You know, you were never necessarily supposed to go through somebody else to get to God, because at the end of the day, it's your relationship. And the teachers that we have, they're good teachers, but understand they're coming from their perspective, their vantage point. My experience may not be your experience. So you need to have your own direct communication with the Lord. And if you need to seek counsel, there's nothing wrong with seeking counsel and seeking the word from somebody else who may be more mature, more seasoned in it. But then you've got to put time into it and build yourself. Now, as we're talking about Resurrection Sunday and Easter, something that you said that was, and I don't want us to skip over it, be fruitful and multiply. If you took a look at the miracles that we saw the Lord do, 5 loaves of bread. For every time I break this bread, it increased. Within this body that this spirit is in, because this body is just a vessel. Jesus was God in the flesh. So he was limited what he could do in that flesh. But when that spirit left that flesh, it went into the world. So whereas I was localized with the power that I had, I became omnipotent when I left. You hinted on something earlier about the spirit. He who worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. God is spirit. That's why you speak to him internally, not externally. Who wants a God that I can put in my hand and I can walk around with? A physical item that I can control and move when I want to move it. I want something that can move me. Because if I can control it, then why do I need it? Whatever your it is, and that's why I'm referencing it. We have to get more practical in certain things. Understanding that you came from somewhere else. And when you get to a point where you have peace in your life, That's that unexplainable peace, because your spirit is at peace from where it came from. We're all part of the body of Christ.
Well, you mentioned the spirit basically being limitless and not hindered by being within a physical body. And that's basically what God is. He's not limited like we are, because we're restricted to a physical body. But it's kind of interesting that it also talks about, I'm talking about the scripture, I'm not sure exactly where it is, but it talks about the fact that we shall be like him. If I'm wrong, you can correct me. And in other words, we will become spirit like him. Now, we have a portion of that right now in our physical bodies, but it's limited. I mean, the spirit only goes where our physical body goes. But at that time, at least the way I see it, we will also be limitless as far as where we can go and what we can experience. And I think somewhere the scripture talks about no eye has seen or ear heard the kinds of things that God has for those who love him. And I think this may be what he's talking about. It's worth further study, as you suggested, of the scriptures. And what I really want to touch on is some specific experiences that you may have had as far as ways in which God has touched you, and particularly in your business, because this show addresses entrepreneurs especially, but people in general as well. We cover all over the United States and the world, for that matter, people who are in business and who are not in business. But I know you're a business person. So how has God touched your life as far as your business is concerned? Can you identify an experience or two that you could say that, boy, this was definitely God in this particular situation?
I wouldn't know where to end, much less start. But let's just go with something that happened to me. I'll say maybe my sophomore year in college. I was leaving Raleigh, North Carolina, to go back to Greensboro towards A&T, and it was late at night. And now, as I was coming down I-40, the vehicle, I turned off the road. Whether I was sleepy or I'm not really quite sure exactly what took place, but what I do know, this is what happened. As I tried to turn back on the road, the vehicle started flipping over. All I saw was the sky and the ground. The sky and the ground. It had a sunroof. It was tore out. The entire roof was bent in. I don't believe I even had my seatbelt on. It was me and a passenger. After flipping by 8 to 10 times, the vehicle stopped right before 18-wheeler ran hit it. I was able to not only open the door, but get out the vehicle, no harm. The ambulance showed up. They looked at the vehicle. They looked at me. They looked at the vehicle again. Then they looked at me. They said, "How in the world are you still standing?" I said, "I'm fine. I don't know. Everything's fine with me." "Well, we're going to take you to the hospital to get you checked out." Took me to the hospital. Not a broken bone, nothing. Now, I said that to say this. God had a hedge around me. Because how many people have been in similar car accidents that are not here today to talk about it? And don't I have all their limbs and all their faculties? That's just something that we look at as miracle, but day to day, if you really think about it, how many times are you put in a situation that you're being protected and you don't even realize it? Your finances are being taken care of. Your household is being taken care of. Your loved ones are safe. Who's protecting you from all this violence and anything that could happen to you through the course of a day? Because he has a plan for your life.
Well, I think a lot of people myself included, take a lot of things for granted. We assume that we're going to get through the day when, in fact, if you look at the news, that's not necessarily the case if you're not careful. You have to be aware. And even if you're aware of your surroundings, for example, things just happen. And so it's worth having that extra layer of protection. And, of course, as believers, that's what we have, that protection. It's extremely valuable. Of course, you have to do your part. You have to be aware of your surroundings. But things like you just stated cannot be explained. But let me ask you another question as we are getting ready to close up. We have all kinds of issues. Issues come to everybody. It rains on the just as well as the unjust. And I want to ask you a question relating to that, the various issues that we have from time to time. And the question I have is this: what are some of the ways in which you have reacted differently, say, to negative situations or a negative situation because of your faith, as opposed to the way you may have reacted to that same situation prior to becoming a Christian or becoming a believer?
When you've been through so much in life, so many trials and tribulation, and anybody who's been through a lot of adversity, I'm sure they'll agree with me with what I'm about to say. You learn how to be quiet and understand what other people are going through and see it from their side, not just yours. That gives you a whole different type of revelation before you speak or react to a situation versus taking the time to respond. See, we react to too many things in the physical world because the physical world teaches us how to react, but your spirit teaches you how to respond. It lets you know through wisdom, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, because you've been through a similar situation, scenario, this is not the right reaction for this. Peace be still. Or just understand what they're going through. See, initially, when you said certain people you love, but now the ultimate love is forgiveness. Let me prove it to you. Your child, no matter what your child does, you forgive them. Your wife that you truly love, or your mother, anybody you truly love, when they do something wrong to you, you may be upset, but you forgive them and you move on. That's true love right there. So let me tie this back in. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Look at how many day-to-day sins we commit, and God forgives us because he knows our end from our beginning.
Let me ask you two questions and then we'll end the program for today. This holiday, as you know, is about the death and resurrection of Jesus. And throughout history, death has been all around us. We can't avoid it. Nobody wants to talk about it. What do you have to say about that?
Death is fear. We fear houses being taken, cars being taken, money being taken. We fear so much physical thing that it constrains us from living. And what the Lord was doing was taking away that fear so you can live more abundantly. When you remove the fear from your dreams, your goals, your desires, all you see is positive future. But within fear of our future, because we think our past was better. How can I really strive to be something greater if I feel like my greater days are behind me? So, life is living to the ultimate. Understanding your spirit will be one again with the body. But you have work to do on earth. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't waste the God-given gifts that you've been given to execute now and live this abundant life before you go back to your Father and say, like Jesus said, it's done. Paul said, it's done. We got work to do now. You got a life to live now. I don't want you just to be happy when you come to me. I want you to be happy now. Because he who come to me must believe that he is.
Okay. We're all entrepreneurs. Can you draw a parallel between what you're saying about death and resurrection and how it might relate to being successful as an entrepreneur?
So let's look at it. The best thing to do when you fear something is to do it. And most entrepreneurs will agree. No matter how scared they were to do something, they pushed through it. And when they pushed through it, they saw that it was all in their mind. Everything they made up, all the obstacles they had to go through, all it did was make them stronger. Because the Lord wants to build you inside out. When you enter this world, the world teaches you worldly things. So for him to get you back to the spirit, he's got to teach you heavenly things. So I've got to put you through everything you're fearing in order to get you to your destiny. So as an entrepreneur, you have to be disciplined.
Okay. Well, the very last question that I want to ask you is, we know that Christmas has been highly commercialized. Do you think that Easter has followed along the same path as Christmas?
Well, I think as far as from the commercialized standpoint, from Easter to Christmas, they've all been glorified as a day to spend money. You know, it's a marketing thing. It's an economic thing. It's where the government or just society as a whole have, and I'm going to say more business people, have created these different dates that were push commodities, to push products. So now we run the gamut with the whole situation. But we truly understand what it's about. It's about sacrifice. The key is sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice to really get what you want in life? Jesus was a symbol of that. Resurrection is a simple that I sacrifice my son in order for the world to have everlasting life. What are you willing to sacrifice so you can live the life that you truly desire within? The commercial part, that's just the economy. The economy is going to do what it needs to do to generate revenue. It's up to us to stick true believers, to stick the true focus of Resurrection Sunday, the true purpose. And until you really understand the true purpose of it, you're going to get caught up in the wave.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to what you've already said, by the way, before we close? A brief statement.
I'll say this. Get closer to the Lord. Put the time in. Read your scriptures. But don't read the scriptures like you're just trying to read a book. Understand those are living words. And they're instructional. If I really got into the word at a younger age that like I should have, I'm sure a lot of things that I went through, a lot of trials and tribulations, I would have avoided. Instead of reading like of just a book. Or attending church like, okay, this is just part of the normal program. The older I got and the more the light, the word is opening my mind, opening my eyes, enlightening me where I'm seeing through my third eye. The closer you get to God is the further you get from man and the physical things of this world. And he starts opening your mind up to really show people love.
Okay, great. Give us quickly your contact information if you'd like people to perhaps contact you and talk more about Easter or about your business for that matter. Do you want to give a contact?
Yes, yes. Please reach out to me anytime. 336-681-3297. That's 336-681-3297. From business coaching, financial, professional, marketing, liaison, I'm here to help. I'm here to do the work of the Lord and just really try to advance our culture the best way I can. You know, I appreciate you having me on this platform. You know, I think we might get a chance where we come back and really talk, get into some business principles that really go with biblical principle, and you can find it. It's just so much.
I can imagine. And I'd like to say also that Thomas has worked with a lot of high profile individuals, and perhaps we can get into that in a future program. Well, thank you again, Thomas, for being with us today. And I'd also like to thank our listening audience. And I like to say in closing, remember this, that there's always more good things coming your way.